UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight.
That's for Chris Mack, but I thought you guys might want to hear Malik. Some guys I think are more interesting than others to fans. Here's Malik at the podium. Take a listen.
Coach Mack mentioned this a little bit after the game, but do you think you guys made some believers out of people with that victory? I think there were some people that were saying that some teams were coming too close to you and that sort of thing.
I'm not really sure what the outside world is thinking, but I believe that we made believers in ourselves just coming off the three-game road trip that we just came off. I know that I got a grown belief for what we can do this season, so I'm not really sure what the outside world thinks.
What is that belief?
Just that we can do anything. You know, anything is possible. We've had a tough road throughout the season, a lot of ups and downs, but just coming off this last stretch, I believe that we can do anything.
Do you pay much attention right now to, like, ACC standings and, you know, think about postseason standing? Or are you just taking it one day at a time? Postseason standing is in, like, ACC tournaments, securing a bye and all that.
Okay, nah, I wouldn't say I think about the postseason standings, but I do like to check in on what the rankings are looking like right now, teams that are losing, who's losing to who, how are teams battling other teams, just to keep up with how the conference is going, especially teams that we have a game coming up for, maybe that we have played, and maybe they're playing a team that we play soon. So just checking up with how things are shaping around the conference now, as in today. Yeah, I would say I stay in tune with it. I think a little bit of both. I would say that the freshman growing does a lot for us. It does do a lot for us. It gives us depth. It's going to be nights where, you know, God forbid, somebody may get hurt a little bit or foul trouble. So people going to have to step up, and the growth of them will really show when those times come.
Malik, how much defensively have you guys grown as a team in the last couple of weeks? I mean, you scored points the other night, but defensively, or especially early in that game, you just kept turning them over time after time again.
I think defense will do it for us every single night, no matter who we go out and play. If we're going to do the job that we need to do on the defensive end, then we can accomplish anything. I mean, like you said, I think through like the first 10 minutes, they had 10 points maybe when we were down at Cameron. So just to hold a team like that with the caliber athletes that they have, it's a really good thing to do, especially while we're going down on the other end and scoring.
You've just won three in a row on the road. What you did Saturday, not many teams do, winning at Cameron. Now you come home and play, quote, a lesser team in Georgia Tech. How do you keep yourself and the rest of your teammates from not being as sharp this game?
Just let them know that now that we're ACC, like, it's every single night there's going to be a battle. Like, this Georgia Tech team that we have on Wednesday, they're a good team. They're a good basketball team. They win and run three ACC road games, I believe, already this year. I mean, to do that in our conference, it's a huge accomplishment. So coming into the Yum won't feel any different for them. Like, no pressure on their shoulders. It's just about us coming out and being us every night.
On defense, the way you guys limited, I guess I would say, Carey, I mean, you really bodied up to him, really did a good job on him. You won't face many guys quite like him, but how does that make you, how does that help your confidence, if it does, just in defending big guys down the road in the future?
I mean, it does a lot. He's a talented young player who has a lot of upside and a bright future. So to go out there and, I mean, just limit his numbers, we know that they're a team who likes to kind of go through him to get the offense working and, like, pounding inside. So just me and Steve being able to do that job of being the aggressors and pretty much not letting him get any easy looks at all throughout the entire game is what we need every night, especially when the other team's big factor is their big man.
Speaking of confidence, how much has being healthy allowed you to do more things, giving you more confidence to do different things?
Yeah, as I continue to come back, I mean, I feel good, but it's just about just keeping my wing getting higher and just being able to fight the little things. Like, there's just going to be times in the games where I may come down funny or something like that, and it just feels a little funny, so just being able to fight through those, especially because it's not hurting as bad anymore, is growing my confidence because I feel better as I play the game.
Malik, you touched on Georgia Tech. What have they been able to do when they've had success that has made them a good opponent?
I learned a little bit more about that today as we dive in deeper to them, but I just know that they're an aggressive team. They got a lot of playmakers on the offensive end. Their two guards, Alvarado and DeVoe, they're two talented players who can light it up on the offensive end, and then they got a pretty decent zone that they get into that kind of befuddles teams.
Malik, when you look at on the floor, when you, somebody's watching your team, you're the one guy that never seems to get down. You're always not happy, but kind of get going and get your teammates going. How do you do that? And a lot of guys maybe put their head down when they miss shots and that, and you seem to be the one that kind of pick them up. Where'd that come from?
I think that doing that won't get anything out of it for me. I think keeping the confidence and keeping the upside to things will bring out better in you. Like, if I shoot a shot and I miss and then I hold my head down and I go back on defense that next possession, like, things could go bad. I might forget something because I'm thinking about that last play. So just having that next play mentality, and then I think that my teammates seeing that, it helps them with a boost of confidence too, just trying to keep them confident in their shot and everything.
You and Steve each made some big threes on Saturday, but before that game you hadn't really shot that well from the perimeter. Why do you think that was?
Just continued confidence, knowing that the next shot is going to go in.
Is there a reason you think that it wasn't falling in the games before?
Just got to work more at it.
Well, what kind of shape? You've played a team, I mean, has played four road games, won them all. Played the two best other teams in the conference. What kind of shape you think you're in the ACC as far as the title chase and so forth going forward?
I mean, we're sitting at, I believe, 6-1, and only one other team is – but, yeah, only one other team is like that in conference. So right now we're sitting in good shape, but we got to keep fighting into the end. Like, it's going to be game after game, night by night, and we got to go out there and play the same every single night for us to finish off with one loss in ACC.
One of seven teams at the number one this year in the rankings. Have you seen all these other teams? Do you have an opinion about the relative strength of where you stand up with Baylor, Gonzaga, and teams like that? Or have you seen
I wouldn't say that I've seen enough of them to know. I've seen enough of us to know, though. Like, we play some of the best teams in the country. Like, Duke was number one at a point this season, and, I mean, we just went and beat them. So it's about us every night. Like, it won't be another team that just comes out and beat us. It will be us, like, not playing our game, in my eyes.
Malik, after the Florida State game, I think you said, you know, maybe paraphrasing a little bit, we need to get back to how we played when we became the number one team in the country. Have you gotten to that point yet, and what is that for you?
I think we're working back towards there. I'm not sure what that point will be. Like, I won't know till we get there. It might not be until the last game of ACC. It might not be until the tournament, but that's just us going out there and having the same mindset as player number 1 through 16 of we're going to get this win and we're going to do everything that we need to do. Like, if you got boxed and having a box, blocking out, and being able to check all of those boxes off throughout the entire game will get us back to being number one.
Anyone else? All right, thanks, Malik.
Thank you.
That was Malik Williams. Gave some good answers to some questions there, and interesting guy to listen to. And you'll hear from Chris Mack in just a moment. Chris Mack, by the way, is brought to you by the press conferences. He's not brought to Chris Mack is brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. Mack, but the press conference is brought to you by Class Act
Federal Credit Union.
Like straight A's for your money.
Text 502-212-3167. Text ESPN to that number, and you'll get a chance to win some weekly Visa gift cards.
That's good. Weekly Visa gift cards is good. What was interesting was, of all that to me, I mean, Rick Bozich asked the question you got to ask, but it's no disrespect to him or Malik. It's a predictable question, but you have to ask it. You have to ask it. And he said, all right, you just came back, to paraphrase, you just came off a win on the road against one of the marquee teams in the league and, you know, playing a team that's not considered one of the marquee teams at home. And, you know, how do you keep from a letdown, that, you know, and that's a kind of, like I said, it's a question, and the guy's going to say what he says, which is, in this league, every game's a battle. You listen to that every postgame, that's what the gut person says, and I don't think they don't mean it, but that's kind of it's just a back and forth that is kind of expected. I watched a game last night, what's his name? Scott Drew. They're asking him. Holly Rowe is there asking about. And he said, hey, this is the Big 12, man. You know, every game's a battle. I mean, so pick a league. This is the Capital Athletic Conference, man. Every game's going to be a battle. I mean, you know, this is what people say. But you have to ask it. The problem with the only problem, it's not a bad question. I'm not Rick Bozich. Doesn't need help from me to ask his questions. The only catch to the whole thing for me is that a little bit of a shame that we just keep talking each week about how they're different characters winning the big games. You know, it's not the same cast of characters. We had Seth on yesterday saying, hey, you know, all these brand names that you just assume when the season starts are tournament teams, they still have work to do. I mean, so if you're going to accept that as truth, and I do, then you can't just ask a question that dismisses Georgia Tech, and that's what adds to fans then losing their minds when you play a team that hasn't been a brand name in the past and all of a sudden they give you a harder game. Well, that's why I say I don't, you know, Georgia Tech's going to play a zone that is, but you know, not befuddled, but it's caused some teams some problems. I think it'll mean different guys can probably step up for Louisville. I would think Ryan McMahon should have an important role in this game because this is not the athletes and pressurized defense like we see from Duke. This is a game, if they play zone, I think, you know, they have an opportunity to take some shots, make some shots. They may take a while to settle in against it. So I don't think they're going to just, as I said, like a lot of people are looking at like that was the light switch. Duke did it. Now they've figured it out. Now David Johnson's going to play, and every game's going to be take a 20-0 lead and then slowly pull away. And I also don't think that it's accurate because you're still talking about Georgia Tech as if they're, you know, the way they were, and they're better. And the separation is not as great as it once was. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I thought what was really interesting to me, this is true. If you've talked to athletes, and this is because this is the kind of question that, you know, you don't get to ask every press conference because there aren't guys coming back from injury. I thought it was interesting. They asked him, are you feeling healthier and healthier? And he was honest about it. He was like, every once in a while I feel the twinge. And if you're an athlete, you know, that hopes to go on and play elsewhere, that's got to be a big deal to have that happen. And I remember I had a kid who, this is going back so many years ago, if you tore your knee up, you know, it wasn't like it is now. I'm amazed how fast these guys come back. He missed the whole season. He said, and when he first came back the next year, it was intimidating the first few plays. He, you know, if he got hit, he was a little leery. And he said, one play, he went up in traffic and got his legs tangled with somebody. And then they all went tumbling to the floor. And he got up and didn't feel anything. And that's when he said, oh, okay, now I know I'm okay. But, you know, it's a psychological thing. It's not that easy. It's like, okay, it's not like having a cold. You know, you're sick and now you're better and now you just go about your business. Until you kind of are tested on that whatever that injured body part is, you're not 1,000% sure that everything's going to be okay. And I thought that was an interesting, he talked about that. And he's like, every once in a while he feels a twinge. And he's like, every game he's feeling a little better. And I think that's a significant thing. Those of you scoring at home, I'm now currently working on the thumb. That'll be on the mixtape. But that's a big part of when you make the mitten. The thumb is really the make or break part of it. So we're up to the thumb here. So very excited about that. Once you do that, it's pretty smooth sailing. Their showing last night, very, very moving. Very moving. Holly Rowe, who's a cancer survivor, as you know, they did that thing with I Stand Up For, and the coaches are doing, and a lot of people put their own, like Scott Drew put his mother and father on. I guess he has his parents either lost to or cancer survivors. But a lot of the crowd, a lot of the media put Holly. And she obviously didn't know they were going to do that, and it was overwhelming. It was a very emotional moment, so that was very cool. If you didn't see that as part of the Baylor game last night, that was a really kind of touching moment, so that's pretty cool. Carrie Champion's leaving, you know. She's not going to be doing this anymore. We're going to have another person we have to see at lunch.
Where's she going?
I don't know. I think she said it's one of those I'll tell you soon, but she's leaving ESPN. She's leaving the whole network. But she, of course, is the co-anchor of the Noon Sports Center with David Lloyd, who's a hell of a nice guy. And I don't know.
Have you ever met her?
I've not. She started there after I moved back here. And I've not met her. But David, he has helped us out with the V Foundation stuff. Really good guy. I should do this because without it, we don't have anybody who gives us money. And if we don't get money, the radio station closes its doors. Chris says, dang it, lost the window. Oh, well, here's Chris Mack. Here he is.
Chris, given the big win Saturday, the successful road trip, have you noticed any even more enthusiasm on the part of your players, more optimism? And also like you to address that personally, too. Are you getting more active on this team? Or
I don't really look for that. I just worry about, you know, getting ready for our next opponent, next team. Got to look forward. You know, certainly we can gain some confidence in key stretches of the game where we, you know, manage to either come back or take the other team's best punch down the stretch and return the favor and win the game. But, my job is to, you know, look forward and keep trying to improve our team and, you know, not worry about emotional state and feelings, especially my own personal ones.
Chris, defensively, especially early in the game the other night, what was working well for you guys to force so many turnovers? And then, in turn, now what is the next step for the defense?
Our physicality. Our ability to keep the ball in front of us. And I think there were several drives that were stymied because we did a great job in legal guarding position of cutting off the driver, and they coughed the ball up. There were a couple post entries that our defenders were really slippery. They got around and deflected the ball, and there were some two-on-ones and one-on-ohs that were created because of it. And we're not always going to be a team that turns other teams over, but we do need to be a team that really prides itself on. Guarding dribble penetration and keeping the ball out of the lane, and no more important than tomorrow night.
Is Georgia Tech better than its record indicates, or they've been on some close games, they've lost some blowouts, kind of both ways?
Yeah, I haven't really, gone deep enough to see any blowouts. I've seen a team that has been in one or two possession games really for the last month of play. I've seen a team that's won on the road three times in our league. And, had Duke all the way to the wire. Same thing with UVA. So an experienced team, a team that we played last year, and they were very shorthanded. They didn't have their point guard and a couple other key players. So, we have great respect for their talent level and their experience level.
Alvarado and DeVoe get a lot of the mentions from those guys, but Banks, talk about his shot-blocking ability. I mean, he might be the best shot blocker in the league. I think he's second in blocks.
Yeah, a year ago they were – at least against us, about 80% zone, and that's what you saw, that extended 1-1-3 that Baylor sort of made famous. And he just camps right out under the basket and challenges everything at the rim, and he's very disciplined in doing so. He doesn't just go for any shot fakes. He leaves his feet when he knows the offensive players in the air and committed to the shot. So, he's a load around the rim. He does it on both ends of the floor. He gave us, I think, 24-11 a year ago. So we have to be very aware of him on both ends of the floor.
With how much Sam's usage has varied this season, starting off a little higher and then dipping and now coming back up, how has he handled that both in practice and in game situations?
Been great. I think he recognizes, you know, areas that he's had to improve in, and he's been willing to work on those. He's a complete gym rat. You know, I don't know if there's anybody in the gym more than Sam, you know, trying to improve and get better. And I think he's found a new confidence over the last, you know, several games that's given our coaching staff even more confidence to play him. And as I've said, that his defense has really taken a step forward, and that's allowed us to keep him on the floor and be more comfortable in those situations.
Is it about what you expect, or is this team
I mean, I've said all along, you know, for a while, even dating back to before our season started, that I thought, you know, David was having maybe the best summer of all the freshmen. Then he gets hurt, and then you know, he rightfully disappears for a while because he's rehabbing. But, you know, we felt all along that David would be an impactful player for us. We have nobody on our roster at his size that can do the things that he can do. It's just a matter of gaining game experience, you know, not evening out the good and the bad and producing a lot more good. I think that's what you saw on Saturday. But, you know, our coaching staff has a lot of confidence in David, and he just has to get his – for lack of a better word, sea legs under him at this level. I think he's doing a great job.
Do you think that his emergence changes the profile of your team?
Yeah. I don't know about the profile. I mean, certainly we're a better team and will be a better team when he's playing at a very high level and when he can consistently do that, which is always a challenge for a guy in his first year.
Is he okay? I mean, he's fine.
He's good. Yeah, he's fine.
As far as Jordan's game Saturday, was that more Duke than anything else? They concentrate on him, obviously.
You know, I really don't know what people want or expect out of Jordan. You know, when he's scoring a lot, you know, people complain about his defense, and he doesn't rebound, and he's not, you know, and he's got to affect the game in other areas. And then when he does that and he plays defense and he chests up drivers and he causes turnovers and he rebounds at a high level, but he misses open shots, then people say, like, why isn't he scoring? What's Wara's problem? And I guess that's what comes with the territory when you're a first team, you know, All-American type candidate. But the growth that Jordan's made from last year to this year has been immense. You know, he's I've said it before, he's starting to affect the game in a lot more areas than just his shooting ability. And that's such a positive for our team. You know, he had a couple looks against Duke right in front of our bench, you know, which, you know, he's probably pressing a little bit because he wants to help the team in an area that we all know is his strength. And it's hard to free him in the half court, but he gets a couple open looks in transition. And I have every bit of confidence that when he has those looks in the future, he'll knock them down. But he missed them. But he didn't hang his head. And, you know, he continued to play, and he helped us in a lot of other areas.
Chris, after the loss to Florida State, Malik was in here that day saying that you guys needed to get back to the mindset that made you the number one team in the country. Have you seen a difference in your team since that day?
I don't know about since that day. I think the experiences at Kentucky and at Florida State have hardened our team. I noticed I just felt a difference when we were in the huddle at Pitt and we got down 9 points or so, and we were still in the first half. And there was just a little bit more resoluteness that I think our guys just, you know, we were going to go back out on the floor and our defense was going to go up a notch regardless of what was happening on the offensive end. And really from that point on, I feel like we've you know, we've been really good defensively. And it hasn't been because our offense is going well. You know, I think anybody can do that. You know, if your offense is going well, defend with a lot of energy. But the great teams, the elite teams, can do it all the time. And we're getting there, trying to get there.
Do you anticipate playing Sam anymore at the two, like in those last few minutes, or was that just kind of necessitated by who could be on the floor?
Sam's never played the two.
Well, I guess as Lamar was, or Kip Fresh was the only point guard out there, and right. Then all the other three guards were on the bench. So
yeah, it probably would have been Dwayne. You know, Dwayne's played now the two, the three, the 4 and the 5 for us. And I do not anticipate Dwayne ever playing the 1.
Good to know.
To go back to the defense, what will separate this group, or what do they need to do consistently that you'll feel confident in saying, like, this is the level that you want them to play at?
Just continue to, I mean, we've done it in large chunks. We've got to be able to do it each and every possession, every single night. It's no, it's nothing glamorous. It's nothing that, you know, when you look back, just, you know, you're the same team each and every possession, home or away. And we're getting there. I mean, it's only, you know, getting close to the end of January. So, you know, continual improvement is our goal. Well, I don't think there's a dominant team this year. I think there are very good teams and teams that on a certain night can be dominant. But, you know, I just think that's what this season has brought about. So I think it's incredibly important that, you know, if you want to be the team that's number one at the end, you continue to get better and do what works for you. So, but I don't think there's a dominant team this year. Thank you.
Chris Mack, am I on? I am on. Right. Chris Mack talk. And you know, I sense a little annoyance in his voice. You know why? Because this is one of those games where nothing good can happen. Because if they win, everybody's going, well, you're supposed to win. And if, God forbid, they lose, or even around here, sometimes if they don't win and by, you know, dazzling performance, then he's got to. And so you get caught up in that. I mean, I could sense that. I sense his mindset. The Duke game's an opportunity game. You win that game, you have the opportunity to make a big statement, and you know, if there are naysayers, they, at least for temporarily, you quiet them, and it's a real confidence builder for your kids. This one, they're not bad. They're not bad, even though they are not a historically, you know, recently powerful team, but they're not bad. They've got good guards. They've played people tough, and he's right. They've won 3 road games, but, you know, that's still the mindset, and it starts with Pastner. Some people don't, fans anyway, don't take him seriously as a coach, which is, he's been coaching for a while now, and he's won a bunch of games, but whatever. I'm not here to persuade you or convince you. I'm just suggesting that that's what I think I hear in Chris's voice. It's like, this game is not as easy as people are to think it is, and we got to make sure the guys are ready to play, and it's kind of human nature. After the Duke game, everybody's going to have a little Duke hangover. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Hey, those of you who have spent some money during the holiday break, oh, thank you very much. Well, that's good. The holidays are over. It's a brand new year. If you're thinking about the high-interest credit cards that you ran up over the holidays, and many of us did, well, those bills are going to be coming due soon, and when you look at the interest rates on them, you might get sick. Why not make the ease of making one payment and get those cards paid off? And more importantly than even the ease and convenience is how much money you'll save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Pay off those credit card balances and save. You roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, much lower than the national average interest rate, which is over 20%. Plus, there are absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no fees at all. The application is quick and easy. You can do it right from your phone, right online. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they give you. So here's what you can do. Not only is it a great deal, but I can make it even better for you, because our listeners can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Valvano. That's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Valvano. It's subject to credit approval. The rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Valvano for more information. We will take a short break, and then we shall come back and have more radio stuff on the other side. It's ESPN 680.
Are you going to eat your lettuce wrap?
Yes, I am. Not on the air, though. I'm going to eat it now.
I'm eating mine on the air.
That's what we do.
Should I go to break?
Yes, that's what I was doing. If you're listening to the show, that was an obvious outcome.
I wasn't listening. I was eating my lettuce wrap.
Okay, good. There you go.
ESPN Sports Center update.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Baptist Sports Health Medicine, centered on you. The Cats, they are in action tonight with Georgia Tech and assistant coach Tony Barbee. He met with the media a little earlier this week, yesterday actually, and talked about the Wildcats' depth.
You can have some mediocre bigs across your front line, but if you got good guard play, you got a chance. And fortunate for us, we got both. We got good bigs, we got good guards, we got good wings, we got a little bit of everything. And so when you've got the experience, not only good players, you know, especially with the experience that we've got from Ashton and Emmanuel, when you got that kind of talent and experience, it's hard for a lot of teams to handle.
UK, they're in action tonight with Georgia, apologies, at 7 p.m. And we'll have UK postgame with Jason Entz and Terry Brown, not Cruz, right here after the last buzzer on ESPN 680, 105.7. Number 6 U of L, they're in action tomorrow with Georgia Tech, 7 p.m. That game will tip at the KFC Yum Center. Coach Chris Mack, you heard his presser live here just moments ago on ESPN Louisville. Earlier today, he joined Packer and Durham and gave a little preview of the Cards matchup with the Yellow Jackets.
They're a completely different team than we played a year ago, a team that we know is more than capable, and they're going to play a lot differently than Duke. They're going to throw that zone at you. Every game that Georgia Tech has played this year, it's been a one or two possession game down the stretch, and our guys are well aware of that.
And wrapping up on the hardwood, number one Bellarmine, they're no longer undefeated, beat by number 23 UIndy, 81-76 last night in overtime. The SportsCenter update also brought to you by ShadyRays.com for quality, affordable, polarized sunglasses. Use promo code ESPN at ShadyRays.com for a buy one, get one special. More V Show next. This is SportsCenter.
You're locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
I don't really want your hot take, to be honest with you. The guy's on there telling you, give me your hot take, give me your hot take. I want your informative take. You can keep your hot take to yourself. And the best way to keep your hot take to yourself is to get new windows from Universal Windows Direct, because they'll keep the hot take in your home. They won't let you have that take go sailing out the window with bad seals on the window. You can keep your hot take. You can keep your cold take. Whatever kind of take you have, you can keep it in your house, because these windows have aerospace technology called Super Spacer, and it keeps your home more comfortable all year round, saves you a lot of money on utility bills, and makes it so that your takes can be as hot as you'd like them to be right there in your own living room. Plus, they got a great deal right now. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit. It's free installation, and they're warranted for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. That, my friends, is a company that stands behind their products. They look great, and they are quality made, and you can get a deal right now that absolutely is very tough to beat. All of those things, free installation, a free estimate, 0% financing for 36 months. Buy one, get one free. And they're the best windows. You just can't beat it. So check them out. Remember the names. You're getting a lot of info, a lot of people telling you, we got windows, we sell windows. Here's a window company, windows. These are the people you want to go check out. They have the best ones. It is Universal Windows Direct. Tell them you heard it here on the V Show, and they will put together a terrific deal for you. And it is a deal that is a company that stands behind their windows and makes it so that you will be saying, as I do, I love my windows. Check them out at Universal Windows Direct. All right. I think it was interesting to hear Chris's comments. He's a little subdued again today. Now, what could I have gotten on my shirt that's purple? There's nothing purple in that sandwich. See that purple?
What the hell?
That's the only thing I've eaten today.
Wait, let me see. I can't.
What could that
tomato.
Be?
Tomato. It's tomato.
It's not tomato. It's not remotely red. It's purple as can be. It looks like Barney, for God's sake.
It might have mixed with the mustard. There's also oregano in there.
None of those things are purple.
When they mix together, I don't know.
Were there radishes in there?
I
think there were.
I don't think there are.
Well, then I don't know what the hell
it's
that is.
It's just a veggie. I think it's just cucumbers, tomatoes, sprouts.
Radish is a veggie, dude.
I know. Thank you. Really? I thought it was...
Trying to help you.
I thought it was a car from the Genesis.
Oh, that would be good. The new radish. That would be exciting.
Hey, babe, check out my ride. Who is that, a radish? Oh, baby, take me home.
Why are you driving a
red
giant
onion.
Vegetable?
Guy says red onion. Might be. There we go. Weren't there red onions?
You know what?
There
are red onions.
That was it.
There we go. Thank you, Texter. As we were about
Texter
to get into
also
a fight.
Says, Nick reads, here we go, I'll give you a Nick reads almost as bad as process. First of all, it's produce. And secondly, why did you screw up the Georgia? Well, they're both playing Georgia teams.
It was, I didn't have my script in front of me. It's on my iPad. I don't print it out.
I can't knock you for not being able to find your copy, because I can't even find my iPad, by the way.
Wow. What?
I have no idea. This is, you know, you're in the honor group of the day on our show if you've done this.
Lost something bigger than a
toaster. No, it's better than that. I took all my valuable electronic stuff, because they were, like, scattered about. The iPad was over here. There was another a cell phone that I don't really use as a phone. I just use it as a, you know, another little, when I'm on the air, I have my phone, and I'll use that as, like, to go online. I got that, and I had some other electronic stuff, and I said, you know, this is crazy. They're all spread out. I've got to put them all together so I know where they all are. And then I put them all together, and now I can't remember where I put them. That you're in the honor group of the day if you've done that. I guarantee you somebody out there has done that. I'm going to put all these. You could always find them where they were, but it was a little
It was chaotic.
It was a little chaotic. So I'm going to put them all together. So now I know where they all are, and now I can't remember where I put them.
Yeah, so now they're all collectively
they're
lost.
They're all lost collectively. And I think they do that on purpose.
Well, I'm convinced.
There's no question, by the way. And, absolutely. Because that's why if you have a home that you haven't put any money into anything, and then all of a sudden, all at once, the washer goes, the refrigerator goes, they all talk at night when you're, all right, listen, are we ready? When do you want to do this? No, wait a second. We need another week so we can get the heater to join us. Oh, you want the heater too? Oh, absolutely.
When all the warranties wear out,
they do
the...
Hello, Billy, yeah, when's your warranty out? I got another week, fellas. I'll tell you what, give it 2 weeks so it's not so obvious. And then I'm telling you, we're all busting out of this place. All right, ready? So mark it on your calendars. Oh, here he comes. Everybody act like appliance. Okay, left. Now listen, so when do you want to do it? How about, okay, I like maybe the 23rd. 23rd, we're all going down. Ready? You all in? Repair bills. And then they go on their way. There's no doubt about it.
They all like drink the Kool-Aid? It's like a cult? They all just...
It's a cult. They're just a good team. They're a good team. They're trying to help their fellow appliances. You know, I just got a letter from Tommy. He's still in the factory. He wants to get out. We need to get him some. We need to get some of these.
So they sacrifice themselves. So other ones.
Well, they do. They hope
they're kind of martyrs.
Maybe. No, some of them view it as an adventure.
I'm telling you, they link up with my guy.
Who's your guy?
The demigod of inconvenience.
Who's that?
I told you about him.
No, that one I don't know.
No, the demigod of inconvenience. There's you know, I don't want to get all spiritual here, but okay. I guarantee there is a minor god or a demigod of inconvenience, and the fact, and you have to, it keeps you honest. You can't be too, he's the one that kind of keeps you humble, but he has to annoy you at some point. He's the guy that will come in on the Monday.
Well, these are definitely his minions.
In the shins.
The appliances are definitely his minions.
And that's why, you know, I have my theory that if you get caught at a light, you're running late, and you get caught at a light, the demigod of inconvenience is there. He's like, hey, look, sorry, I got to get my quota. Like, I have to hit my quota. I have to keep you annoyed because it'll make you appreciate things more, you selfish jerk.
I'll buy that. I've never heard this.
The only way to appease him is either sit there and get stuck at the light and take forever, or say, oh, wow, I'm at a light. Maybe I can do something. I can send that text real fast. Not that I promote texting and driving.
You're at a light.
It
changes the minute you take the phone out.
I can go rearrange that bagel that I just ordered. I can put the cream cheese on it so it'll be nice and melted by the time I get back to, you know, to my office. And in that moment, as you've committed to the fact that I'm going to be at this light for a second, that's when it will turn green. Demigod is like, you have paid me my quota because now you must drive and you have things everywhere and you're discombobulated.
Bagel. Yeah, there's no question.
You have to put your phone down. And
I can definitely vouch for that. Last week, I was at the light, and there was a hot beverage. I told you, so I mentioned it on the air. And there was a hot beverage, and I was like, oh, I got a minute to take a sip of my coffee. And there's a million people behind me, and I'm very cognizant of when that happens, that I don't want them being mad at me. So I just take in the thing out of the beverage holder and get ready to sip it. And this is stupid, but this is what I do. I don't like to sip them with the lid on, because if it's extremely hot, you burn the crap out of your lip. It's all concentrated in that one area. So you take the top off, you can kind of get a sense for... Well, but now the top was off, and so I picked the cup up, and I had something in my lap, and so I just for 1 second tried to put the cup between my knees, And at that very moment, the light changed, and I had to go. And I said, well, I can put everything down and then pick the cup up. And literally, in the 5 seconds it took to pull away from the light, of course, the cup spilled all over my crotch. And so I had scalding hot coffee. I smelled like an evening in Brazil for the rest of the day, because it was a full cup of coffee. And there's no question about that.
You paid your quota, to the demigod of, and I mean, he was even like, well, thanks, dude. Like, you kind of gave me a little extra there.
Guy says, flashlights and screwdrivers plot against my household. I'll buy that. Somebody is the second person to mention this, so I have not. Have you guys seen the renovations to the Yum Center locker room?
I just retweeted it.
Okay, because it's unbelievable, I guess. The players are all jazzed up about it.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I would like to see it. I mean,
I just retweeted it. At Nikki Vespin.
What did they do? Do they have the sliding fireman pole and all that stuff? You know, like
you remember the well. There's a ball pit in there. A la Chuck E. Cheese. And there's also a band of animatronic.
Yeah, I wonder if Mike Smith's going to have his guys.
It's kind of cool.
I didn't make it over there, by the way, last night to Comedy Caravan. I really intended to. Nick knows that. But what did we do instead last night? We got 4 new tires for the Nick Mobile.
Oh yeah. As I say, yeah. Well, how come you didn't go? And then that's right. Yeah, that was a great Christmas present. Thanks, Pops.
You're welcome.
By the way, feels much better. I feel like I'm gripping the road. That's nice.
Good thing. Anyway, so yeah. You were saying?
No. What was I saying?
You're talking about the locker room.
Oh, yeah. No. You know what it used to look like, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, now it's it kind of has like this cool like...
Is it in the same place?
Yeah, it's in the same place. It's just that it has a cool like lighting to it. It's got like this neon like club lighting. Now, I'm sure they kind of lit it up and everything like that. I'm sure it's not going to be like that for... like, you know, a pregame meeting right before they go out there. But it's like everything's backlit and each player has like a panel that's like I think it has like a digital photo of them.
Oh, wow.
So like there's like a photo of like Fresh and, you know, Zero, and then like a, you know, an action shot that they all take at the beginning of the year.
Very cool.
You know, and it's got a it really kind of looks like it's a club. It really does. It looks like it's it's pretty damn cool.
Well, the players were pretty jazzed up about that. Wow. I do my coffee just like Bob. Scary. You deliberately pour it on your crotch? I don't know what that means. I mean, that mean you had it? Oh, you take the lid off because it's too hot. Yeah, because it is. I mean, if you don't know how hot it is and you have that lid with the little tiny opening, all of the steam is concentrated to come out of that little opening. So you say, I'll take that little sip. Ooh, and if it's hot, you can pull it away from your lip. But when it's that concentrated like that, you don't have that luxury. You're just burning the spit out of your lip, by the way. There's no question about that. So that's my approach to that. This game tomorrow is a game, again, I'm not being a naysayer of sorts. I don't know for sure that you should anticipate, because they beat Duke. Now all of a sudden, like, and David played well there. You know, by the way, did anybody ask about David at the presser? I took my headset off for 1 second. I thought Vinny Tatum came by. That was a pleasant surprise. So you were next door. You didn't see Vinny? Yeah,
I didn't see that.
It was perfect timing. You went next door, and he dropped off some stuff, and then he took off, and we chatted for 15 minutes, talked about Rick, and we talked about other things, then he left.
Really?
Yeah. Good to see him. And so what the hell did I get on that? Oh, so I took my headsets off for a little bit from Chris's presser. Did anybody ask about David? Or you would know either, Chris.
I just got the rundown from Patty and Process. I tagged in Process so that we could go, you know, get our Vitality food. But yeah, I'm snipping it right now, so we'll have that on the a little bit later.
Okay, but so we don't know what his answer is.
Give me a second.
Okay. While you do that, talking about Vitality food, that's because we're getting food because we are back on the Vitality plan and happy to do it. Vitality wellness and weight loss. I want to be weller. I'm making my own word up there, but it's what it does. You lose weight, which is great. You look better. Your clothes fit better. But most importantly, you're healthier. And that I cannot emphasize enough. That's the real difference. My blood pressure, which had been high for literally 30 years, was just down to 110 over 65 just from doing this program. Can't say enough about it. It's a personalized program tailored to you. Everybody around here is doing it. Nathan did it. Scott's doing it. Nick's doing it. And they're all different programs because they are tailored for you. And they make it so that you are eating some real food, delicious food, and you're able to watch the weight melt away and, as importantly, get healthier, because they're giving you the supplements and the nutrients you need for your individual situation, which is very, very cool. Thank you. He said David was fine, by the way. Max said he expects David to play versus Georgia Tech, so that's a good sign. So thank you very much for that. Now, back to business. The Vitality people will make their program fit your needs. Now, you can't go in. There's no diet in the history of the world that's ever eat anything you want, all you want. No. But the guidelines they give you here are not difficult to follow. They're really not. It's delicious food. You shouldn't be hungry. I learned that now if you follow it properly. And you learn some things. Like, I'm eating some foods I'd never eaten before that are delicious. And they're real foods. They're not these little packaged, oh, look, I get pizza on this, and it's the size of a quarter. They are real food in real portions, and you will enjoy. I've never been on a weight loss program where I said I'm actually in. I mean, right? Nick was saying that. Hey, we get to go back on this again. I've never gone through that before. I've always been like, oh.
That was pretty
stoked. Yeah, it's like you're getting to go to a root canal. This is pretty cool to do it again. We're very excited about that. So you will be excited about it, too, and most importantly, you'll be healthier. That's the best way to do it, being healthy and losing weight. Vitality, remember the name, Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. You definitely will be able to lose weight on other programs. I know that I said that. They don't tell me to say that, but I'm being honest with you. It's not the only weight loss program. It's just the best one. It's the one that will help you lose weight and be healthier and let you eat real food while you do it and be tailor-made to what you need. Because nobody else is doing it like they do at Vitality. So check them out, Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Two locations, one in southern Indiana, one right off Bardstown Road here in Louisville. Tell them we sent you, but whether you tell them we sent you or not, just go. It's the single biggest New Year's resolution for people in the country, in the world. Lose weight in the new year. So why would you use anybody but the best? And the best is Vitality.
My man said that, Sterling, said that I could drop 40 pounds on this thing, in this. He said, like, you know, I could be down to 180. So if you, he's like, I really think, like, I believe you can do this.
Oh, I think you can.
I haven't.
You were really good at it at the beginning. You were really good at the starting, and then we all kind of went off the rails. State your business. State your business. No, we have new computers. There's no reason to interrupt my show anymore. So state your damn business.
All righty. I am in here, Mr. Valvano, to talk with your son about finding...
giving him a raise, which he desperately needs and earned.
That would be Drew D at ESPNLouisville.com. Suits, just pass it on to the next suit. Anyway, you know how this goes. Come on. Our buddy Locke, who is Louisville Locke, as everyone knows.
Sure, yes.
He is getting very angry at that, and this is what I wanted.
At Louisville Locke?
He's getting mad.
Oh, he was mad the minute you started it.
Oh, yeah, but now it's starting to get to him a little bit, and he's making...
So you must be a happy man.
Very happy. That's why I'm smiling right now. So anyway, he said today something about me being a UK...
You're a UK
yeah,
honk?
Now I'm a UK honk. And so now the battle is on. And so I was going to ask Nick about roughly when that was. And that's it. And that's all we're doing.
There you go.
And Nick has now found it. So there we go.
I think that'll be great.
Oh, are you knitting right now?
Yeah, making mittens. Yeah, I'm making a mitten. Because I have a pair of mittens.
Sports radio first?
They look too... I made a really good pair. They're really warm, but they look a little girly, so I gave them to Darlene. But these are black, and when you walk the dogs, man, my hands freeze.
Oh, I'm with you. So no, that's a good idea.
There
you go.
That's the thumb.
You made
a
scarf that I still have.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, how about that? Like 4 years ago.
Get you a pair of mittens, too.
I spoke my business.
That's it. Stated your business. Remember, the State Your Business t-shirts will be available within about a month. So we'll get those out to you. You'll definitely want to get one of those. Andy Sweeney, stating your business. We're hopeful that we're trying to get on Thursdays people to drop by and state their business. Last week we had Carlos Dixon who dropped by and stated his business. But we don't know if we'll have somebody this week. We're trying. We don't know. We're not sure. Actually, we do know, but Nick doesn't want me to ruin the surprise.
Hey, there it is.
Wow. Hey, look, there's the guy.
Little mud pie, and you just have to smack it on the ground.
Because that's the whole idea of a feature, is you want people to expect it'll be a surprise.
No, yes. It's supposed to be theater of the mind, and a surprise.
Okay. The old Dean Martin show, every week somebody would be at the door in his quote-unquote living room on the set, and he didn't even know who it was a lot of the weeks. And we all knew he was going to open the door, we all knew there was going to be somebody there, and yet it was a surprise and became one of the most popular features of the show.
Right, and that's what we're trying to go for here.
So I'm telling you, somebody might be at the door Thursday. We don't know who it is.
But then you whisper, yes, we do. And then I got really pissed off.
Well, don't you think that... The crew of Dean's show knew was at the door. Do you think somebody literally just wandered off the street?
You just said Dean oftentimes didn't even know that, which added to the fun and the intrigue.
sometimes. Oh, this is so good. We can't get audio here. Whoever sent me this.
Did we ever hit an ID?
Yeah, I asked you to.
We did?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's see. Wow, that's a long one. What is this?
Two of
is that,
that
to me?
Put that on the mixture.
Missed the show at the movies with grandkids. What hour was the song? Oh, that's old.
What are they looking for? What are they looking for?
I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know. But this is them playing a sample of last night at the Comedy Caravan with the big band stuff. It looks so great. It's a true big band. Oh, I love that. Adore that. And I couldn't go. But next time, Comedy Caravan at 217 and 316. February 17th, March 16th. Showtime 7:30. I'm going to start being a regular. When basketball ends and I go back to having a life, I'm not going to miss that. You can't find that kind of music anywhere anymore. And it's so good, so entertaining. So there you go. What else am I doing here? There was a couple of things that I wanted to address from the basketball world, okay, as it were. I've talked to Mike Pratt about this, and you have to coach to what you are and who you are, and in different ways and for different reasons, our two primary men's basketball coaches in this region, no disrespect to Rick Stansbury, but Cal and Chris are absolutely man-to-man guys. Okay? I mean, that's simple. That's the reality. And I get it. As Napoleon said, if you're going to take Vienna, take Vienna. So if you're going to be committed to the way you want to play, be committed to the way you want to play. But I've said, in Cal's case particularly, though, they usually have so many gifted long athletes. Why not play a little zone? And I'm not doing it retroactive here because they played zone against Arkansas and came back and won the game. But I just think it could be valuable. And I do think, you know, and Chris says, he tells you, and they both say it. They both say, oh, no, we got zone. Chris, Cal has one and Chris has one. But they don't the players sense their reluctance, and you know, and they play it, and if it does, it gets scored on right away, they get out of it because their thought is it's kind of just a change of pace. And so once they've scored, they've solved it. And I think that the difference, here's the difference, and here's my observation, is that the difference is, I'm all over the map here, because on the one hand I understand it, and on the other hand I can argue either side of the coin. When you are, I learned this from my brother a long time ago, that really the key to coaching is not, it is what you do, but as importantly, it's how you do it. And so one of the true tests is how you adjust what it is that you're doing. And what they will do, both of them, because they have such passion for man-to-man, is they will adjust their man-to-man to the opponent. And that makes sense. That's good coaching. But I'm suggesting that they don't ever want to get into that with a zone. They play it, and if the other guy has success against it, they just get out of it. That's it. And I would like to see them play it and adjust it. Which was the game Louisville was playing zone? Was it Florida State? Florida State was just scoring on them. They went to zone, and then they ran a kid to the high post a couple times. They made some shots, and rather than, okay, let's adjust the guy going to the high post, they just said, screw it. And I thought the zone was a good defense that game for them. And I think the zone could be a really good defense for Cal's team at times. But on the other hand, what they would say, I'm sure, if they were here, and they would be right, is, you know, anytime you put some, it's only a finite amount of preparation time and effort and focus that you have. Nobody in the history of college basketball, I've said this before, coaches everything well. I know you may say, oh, that's not true. So-and-so is a really good coach. No, there's some really good coaches. But everybody has their points of emphasis, and that's the way it should be. Your players need to understand what you're hanging your hat on. And so what I think they would say is, I'm not going to take time out to have our guys feel like they can adjust zones, because then they're not going to get the message across that we're a man-to-man team. This is what we do. And so I get that. But I do think they both could benefit from it a little bit, and I definitely think
Kentucky could. They just with the caliber of athletes they have. But now even Louisville, especially if they play like David, the problem with it, if you play zone with small guards is they can shoot over the guards. But when David's in there, they've got some long athletes in there. You know, they really do. So I'd like to see that. And I'm curious, based on how it helped turn the game around at Arkansas, what Cal does going forward with it. My guess is he's going to think it was a good one-off for that game and then just go back on back to business. But it is going to be interesting to see because, to be consistent with what I said early, I can't speak to Kentucky enough. I haven't seen them enough. But I think I keep saying this, we've got to get Fred Carter on. Little does he know he's being mentioned. Just like my guy George Keener, who has no idea that he's a Division III player in New York, is a regular here on the talk show in Louisville. But, Fred, as we've quoted many times, you're who you are by a quarter of the way through your season. And this is a quarter of the way through the meaningful games, no disrespect to the mid-majors. But when you played eight of the power conference teams, that's pretty much your quarter of the way through your season. And I think that's what we're finding out. For Louisville, this is who they are. Does it mean they're only as good? No, it doesn't mean that's not. It's people interpret that I'm saying, oh, that's how good you are. However you are now, that's how. No. Not, absolutely 1,000% not saying that. There's still a huge amount of development and growth and change that can kick in for any team, and Louisville's included in that. But I think you know pretty much how you're going to have to play, and they're going, and I think there's something surprise you, some don't. For example, to go back to the defensive discussion, they are hanging their hat on good man-to-man pack line defense, and by and large, the statistics back that up. They have been really good pack line man-to-man defense from the start of the year, and they're hanging their hats on that. That's what they're going to do. I think they've come to terms now with the fact they've got to make more of a commitment to run. If they don't run, there's a lot of pressure on their half-court man-to-man offense, and that has not been great. It's been maybe among the more inconsistent parts of their game. So they are going to have to not run for the sake of running, but run effectively. They're definitely going to have to do that. So they're going to have to run and run with a purpose and run effectively. So I think those are two things we're looking at. I also think that you are understanding that the freshmen are now putting themselves in a position where you're comfortable enough to give them more and more meaningful minutes. It doesn't mean you're handing the reins to them, but I do think there's no question that David and Samuel looked really at a different level of preparedness, and they are certainly going to be instrumental players. But I also think that they need Ryan's ability not only to shoot but to threaten to shoot to stretch the defense. The big guys tandemed up beautifully to do a great job inside. I think they've learned that certainly they can win without Jordan having a boatload of points. I think Jordan learned that he can still contribute even when his shot isn't falling. He was much more active and involved than in the other games when his shot wasn't falling. He had a bunch of rebounds. He made some good passes. His defense didn't really let up. So I think that's who they are. I don't think they're ever going to be. It was nice that they got some turnovers against Duke, but I still don't think that's not who they are. They're not going to be a team that's going to trap you and force easy shots by double teaming somebody. They are going to take the opportunities that you give them by playing positional defense. And like I said, that's that roulette wheel. That 75% of the numbers are red. They're going to keep betting red, and a couple of spins are not going to come up red. Not going to change them. Which is what we do, and we're going to play red. And we're in the big picture. We're going to get it done. And when we have those stretches where you make some mistakes, we got to take advantage and make good shots. And I think they will, if you're looking for the single biggest area of development, I do think it will come in the half-court offense. I think that he's still adjusting some things. He's got a guy in David who has a skill set that the other guards don't have. He is going to incorporate some things for that. I know he put in some sets to try and get Jordan a shot because there were games where the other team's defensive game plan was centered around not letting him get the basketball, and it was almost like, okay, well, he can't get the ball. Oh, well, now some of that, and he would say it, that's on Jordan. He's got to, and I still believe he's got to do a better job of playing without the ball. Jay Billis mentioned that during the broadcast the other day, and I've talked about that for a number of times here. So I think he was a little better, and I think the rest of his game he was still involved, and I think that was a very significant thing. So that's who they are. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be able to do it every night, but I think that's what their goal is going to be, because I think you've got a quarter of the way in, you know who you are, and that's who they are. I think Kentucky, from what little I've seen, I mean, you said at the beginning of the year, I think this would be a good thing for them. Mike Pratt has said this from day one when I've talked about this team with him. Maxie's so good. I thought that he's a guy as he goes. But really, it's going to be Richards. They've got to make sure that, you know, they've got to do everything in their power to involve him and get numbers from him. When he does that, he is he's maybe the biggest game changer that they've got on the roster. They have experienced guards. It's not a slap at the guards, but he's a guy that does things that other guys can't do on that squad. And so I think that that's at least one thing I see there. But again, I haven't seen them enough to make a consistent observation about that. Hey, if you're looking for some bad news, let me share some with you right now. A traveler from China has been diagnosed in Seattle with the Wuhan coronavirus. Is that the Wuhan clan? No, it's the Wuhan coronavirus. This is not only a virus, but it's a deadly virus, and it's been introduced into our country. It originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, and it spread to Beijing and Shanghai. More than 300 people have been infected so far, 6 of which have died, and it's just come over to meet us here in the United States. Aren't we delighted? That's why we need the damn wall. I've talked about this before. No? That's not a corollary there? Oh, sorry. Just trying to get behind something there. So,
came into Seattle, Dad.
Well, they could have a wall. Everybody should have a wall. We should all have a wall. That's just, I don't want the virus. By the way, did you get your flu shot yet?
I did not.
You might have already had it.
I feel like I'm the most interesting man.
I beg your pardon?
I don't often get sick, but when I do, I'm on my ass for like 3 days.
Well, and you get the Valvano high temperature thing. Which
I didn't take my temperature for the first 2 days, dumbass. But after the temperature broke the first time, the next day it was at 103.7.
Yeah,
which is that's always fun when you're hitting your favorite rock stations.
Well, the least you could do is when it's normal, you should be you should get it down to 93.9.
I'm pretty sure I'd be dead. No, we don't want to be that low.
We don't have any stations. 680 is no good. 93.9 is no good.
105.7 definitely no good.
You're in the hospital.
Yeah, you're delirious.
No, that's not.
You want to be right around 99.7 is okay. I guess that's a low grade fever. Kelly K.
Yeah, but that's Davis. Not us. Why are you trying to give our money away to other stations?
Well,
now all the advertisers are going to go there immediately, and it's going to be on you. That's why you won't get a raise.
I feel like there's about 50 reasons. The fact that I said that you came as playing Georgia Tech might be reason number one. Hey, Nick, is there any David Johnson sound? I don't know, but I'm going to eat this lettuce wrap. Let's see. That's reason number two. Oh, by the way, Process called somebody a... let's see. How can I put this?
This is going. I don't like where this is headed.
How can I put this G-rated way?
Good news. I finished my thumb.
What? Oh, for your mitten. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Process might have gotten into it with somebody on the text line. It got brought up in the meeting.
Really?
And Drew was like, "Wait, what'd you say?" And Process was like, "Burger, burger." And he was like, "Please don't do that." And so, Process was like, "All right, I'm apologizing, but I'm apologizing to you, Drew, but not because I said it, because that guy's definitely a brr-brr-brr." And I was like, "That's the most Process apology I've ever
Process
heard.
Process, don't back down, man."
Oh, man. But just the way Process explained that to me. Also, Process came in, and I asked Locke to ask him to state his business, and Locke said, "I don't give a crap what he's in here for." He's like, "I don't care," and he just went back to talking. And Process told me, he said,
"Hey, you don't ask other shows to state their business. That's ours. It's not his T-shirt."
Well, Locke could not have been less interested. But the reason Process was in here was he wanted to tell me. He said, "Did you realize both of our bosses are Andrews?" And I was like, "Huh?" And he's like, "Yeah, Drew Diener and Andy Sweeney. We work for a pair of Andrews." And he's like, that blew my mind. And I was like, "That's all right.
This is the only show in,
I need the
not
drop.
Only on our station, but possibly in America that would think that's significant. But yes, that is absolutely
and,
true.
And I cannot emphasize this enough. Process does not do any drugs. I can't seriously. He does not do any drugs. His vice, he'll have a little bit of whiskey and a little and a cigar. Like he's.
Did you say ice? Did you say ice?
Ice.
Oh, you said vice. Well, I thought you said ice because you know that's a nickname for diamonds. And if you're looking for diamonds, the place you need to go is Genesis Diamonds. Other jewelers don't want you to go to Genesis Diamonds. They know that when you do, it's game over. Genesis is in a class by itself. It's just a different experience all around. Largest selection. Period. Massive diamond inventory. When we say that, we don't mean they have one gigantic, massive diamond. We mean they have lots of diamonds, some of which are very big, but they're all over the price range, so whatever you're looking for, I'm sure they can help you. It is an inventory second to none. Plus, all the world's top designers, brands that other stores aren't even allowed to carry. Tacori, Verragio, I made Darlene a Tacori girl for Christmas. She was very happy. And dozens more of the premium designer rings. Then there's the value. Genesis's diamonds come straight from the diamond cutters. They cut out the middleman. That's probably not a good way to say it after you just talked about the diamond cutters. They cut out the middleman. We eliminate the middleman. That's even worse. There's no middleman involved. There's no violence involved in this. They just don't have a middleman involved. And that means that you get a bigger, better quality diamond and pay less money. Genesis stands behind everything they have with a free lifetime warranty. No charge ever for sizing, cleaning, or routine maintenance. Other jewelry stores charge you for stuff like that, you know. Genesis is happy to do it for free. And don't worry about any sales pressure because unlike other stores, there's no commissioned salespeople at Genesis. They don't play pricing games. They don't pressure you. The experts are just there to guide you along the way to help you make the right decision. And I can vouch for that. They are a pleasure to deal with every time I've gone in. And the sales force are people that you can get to know because they don't leave. Because it's a great place to work, and they take care of their people, and I think that's a real indication of what kind of a quality organization it is. Genesis Diamonds is the official jeweler of the Kentucky Wildcats and the Louisville Cardinals. 2020 is here. Celebrate the new decade in a big way with a big diamond from Genesis Diamonds at Shelbyville Road Plaza. A couple of thoughts that are not college basketball related.
Before you do those, can I bring up one?
Well,
no, this is going to be a complete, but you'll like it because it's something you hate. Our friend Arash Markazi tweeted, the stage for the 2020 NFL draft in Las Vegas will be on the water at the fountains of the Bellagio.
Okay.
The players will be transported to the stage by boat. And then our own Mitchell Hannigan tweeting, and the New York Jets, the New York Jets select with the 11th pick in the 2020 NFL draft. The boat just sinks. Was that a little too over the top? Or
yeah,
do you think it's
fun? You know what? I am not. This is where I like to think I'm a fair person for the people who want to get on me. I want to know who they drafted when the whole thing's over. Tell me, and I know it's our product. I don't really care. But I can say that because I'm in the minority. It does enormous numbers. People love to watch it. To me, it's just a little too long. I get to do the NBA draft, and maybe because I like basketball so much, but it's only two rounds. It goes much faster. The football thing is just a little too much. Tell me who they took when it's all over. That's what I'm concerned about. But I also get it. And I'm not. It's fine. I'm not mocking it. I'm not belittling it. I know I'm in the minority here. So if you're going to do it, it's fun. Have fun with it. I don't care how they do it. You know, have them come in on the big roller coaster. It doesn't matter. Just have a good time. You're spending all that money on it. It's part of the whole spectacle of the National Football League. So good for them.
At what point do they stop running the boat? Like round four? I mean,
when it runs out of gas.
Not trying to be mean, but you know.
It's like, now I'd watch. That would be entertaining. The guy who's on the boat when it gets run out of gas, he gets to pick any team he wants to go to. It's like a game show.
Just has to paddle?
No, he
I feel
just,
like it turns into a Wild and Crazy Kids contest.
No, you don't have to battle. You hear a giant buzzer. Oh, my goodness, look at this. Joe Jablonski out of Tech. The boat is out. He does not have to go to the Cincinnati Bengals. He gets to pick any team he wants with guaranteed money. What team is it going to be? I'd like to announce, of course, that has to be a spectacle, too. Like he's got 40 hats on the stage. Some are like from Manchester United. They're not even NFL teams. They're just filled with hats.
CFL.
Yeah, he's got
defunct NFL Europe teams.
And he picks his hat and he puts it on. I'm going to take my talents to to play with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Woohoo! Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh, it's great. And, of course, then the Bengal fans would throw crap at him. Too good for us. Sorry, you suck. Everybody from your school sucks. Your whole family sucks. Now you got yourself a show. This is what fans want.
To watch Joe Burrow sabotage the boat to take him to Cincinnati.
See, see now you're getting in the spirit of things.
He just absolutely scuttles it, which I think is an actual nautical term when you force your boat to sink.
It's called scuttling.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with you. So that would be entertaining. All right, here's the other things. 2 seconds before the baseball people lose their mind, this is worthy of discussion. If you don't like it, you know, knit along with me, and then you can keep yourself busy. Derek Jeter, tonight, the Hall of Fame, it hasn't been announced, right? It's today. It gets announced. And he's going in the Hall of Fame. Of that, there's no doubt. But here's my question. I think it's a legitimate question. He has been less than warm and cuddly since he's taken over as an owner. Do you think some of the missteps that he's taken as an owner will impact people voting for him for the Hall of Fame to the point where you say he's – because the discussion is he going to be unanimous? You know, Mariano Rivera, his teammate, was unanimous, and there are people that think that he would be unanimous. And I'm wondering if the fact that he was he's been less than celebrated as an owner, is that going and he's done some unpopular things, and he's taken some clear missteps. Do you think that impacts how people perceive him for his voting for the Hall of Fame? I think it does, to be honest with you, because Hall of Fame voters are notoriously what's the word I'd be? I was going to say fickle. That's not it. They're easy to set off, but that's the word. And I'm of the belief that somebody is going to say, well, I was going to wait, but you know what? He's going to wait a year because that thing he did with the Marlins is screwed up, and he's not going in unanimously. Because I think he was, had he just stayed away from the game, absence makes the heart grow fonder. People would, oh, Jeets, yeah, man, he's unbelievable. Mr. November, he's been fantastic. You know, that was the name they gave when the baseball postseason went into November. He's the best. But now there are going to be some people who looked at what he did as an owner, and they're going to be less than thrilled. And I think he will, I think he's going to have a hard time getting in unanimously. That's my take. So there's that. Also, here's my other question to you. Everybody talking about, and he's great. Make no mistake about it, okay? There's no debating it. He's great. He's worthy of the accolades. Everybody now celebrating Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the game. This is going to be a bit biased because we're Louisville people. If you could take either quarterback to start your team, who would you take? Would you take Mahomes or would you take Lamar? I venture to say for two reasons. One, I think people actually do believe it. They would take Mahomes because I still think there's some skepticism.
Take who?
About.
You kind of combined them there. You said Mahomes.
No, I said people would take Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
Because I think there's still some skepticism still about Lamar, largely because he's lost 2 playoff games. And you know, and I mean, it can't be about skill that he can throw the ball. There's no question he can throw the ball. So that should be put to bed. But I think there's still some skepticism, rightly or wrongly, about that. But his ability to do that, and I think it is wrongly, but like I said, I think that's there. And there's also the recency bias. We just watched Mahomes score like 16,000 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. So, but I don't know, which, you know, it'd be really interesting to me because I still don't forget what Harbaugh said. Think about that. He's younger than Joe Burrow. He's played 2 NFL playoff games already. He's going to be the MVP this year, and he's younger than the guy who just won the Heisman. I mean, and he's right. I mean, I know you I realize this is some selective, I'm doing what I say, using statistics for support, not illumination. But take a look at some of the great quarterbacks, how long it took them to win their first playoff game. He's absolutely right. There are guys that weren't even playing in the league yet at his age, and they've gone on to have great, so all-time great careers as quarterbacks. So, but Mahomes is special. So I don't know. I'm curious. Should we make that I would make it a Fan Outfitters Twitter poll, but here's my
– I've seen polls like this before, though. Okay. So what is there any new wrinkle? Like,
would you take Patrick Mahomes and Rice Krispies, or would you take, I mean, what do you want me to do? But I was going to say that it's going to look like I'm trying to make a case for Lamar, and then you're being a Louisville honk, and then so people will, I'll definitely vote for Mahomes. Show this guy, who else do you think he is, comparing his guy with Mahomes? So I guess I probably wouldn't, it's not worth doing. But I do think that's interesting, because there's no question Mahomes is great, but I think Harbaugh's right. I think Lamar's best days are still ahead of him, and I think he's as gifted as anybody in the position, and that includes Mahomes. But that's, again, maybe it's a little bit of a bias, because we do like Mr. Lamar. But I'm curious if you're going to take one, which one you would take. So that's interesting. The Super Bowl, the early spread is out. Is it 1 point? Is that right?
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think Kansas City is a 1 point favorite. I think. Let me see if it's on ESPN.
By the way, while you're pulling that up, did you hear about our friends over at the book?
About the deal they're doing with
us? Yeah. So everyone has $100 to bet on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they're going to make Locke bet it all at once.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to find the one bet that if he bets $100, he gets $5 back. It'll be like betting that the coin does not wind up standing on its side, not having to pick heads or tails, you know, where it's almost impossible to not happen, and they're going to give you 5 cents on the dollar.
There was one, I forgot. I think it was... like, will the game go to overtime or something like that? I think that,
no,
that
that's too risky one. For him. I don't think
that, well, that was that. The one he was kind of leaning towards the most. Like, will the game end in regulation? Still had a decent payout, I think.
Oh, man.
What are you going to put it on? Are you going to put it on one single bet or distribute it or do some
probably
prop bets?
On one bet, because that's the fun of it. I mean, it's not technically it's not my money, so, you know, it's just throw it on and see if we can...
I said I could see you doing a bunch of goofy prop bets and one serious one.
No, I would take it and probably do two $50 parlays.
Okay.
That if either of them came in would pay like 10 to 1, $500, $1,000, something like that. What the hell? I'm trying to restock the Empire Electrons team store.
Oh, yeah.
And how great is this? A Reebok extra large. Look, that's a beautiful shirt there. But unfortunately,
nice.
Our wholesaler has a goofy way of providing. He makes other people bid on it. And so I might have to raise my bid right now to get it. But I could see me wearing that to next year's draft.
You're talking about Mr. Edward Bay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You've used his products before?
Yeah, he does.
He has a wide array of things.
Right.
But Mr. Bay, let you. And I'm very particular. I want the logo on there, but I don't want it to say anything else, like Eskimos or something. Sometimes he puts other things on there. You know, other
just
cities,
like E-words,
randomly,
Edmonton.
Like Edmonton or Eskimos or something. But no, these are just the Empire Electrons logo. So I think we are going to see what we have in the storage vault and make it a clearance sale when we get those State Your Business T-shirts up and running. So all that money going to go to the V Foundation. Kentuckiana Friends of V, fighting cancer. To find out how you can make a difference, go to KFOV.org and make a donation or help us. Always looking for volunteers. We've got some great programs coming up, so check them out, KFOV.org. We're going to take a short break, and I'm going to see if I can close my thumb. I'm going to try. No guarantee. Here on ESPN 680 105.7.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.